Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Honora Werner. Sister Honora is semi-retired, but still preaches occasionally at retreat houses and local parishes. Sister Honora is a member of the Caldwell Dominicans, and her preaching today is entitled, Notice.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Moses, hearing the voice of the Lord from the burning bush, said, "When I go to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is God's name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." And then he added, "This is what you shall tell the children of Israel. I am sent me to you." God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This my title for all generations. Go and assemble the elders of Israel and tell them, 'The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has appeared to me and said, I am concerned about you and about the way you're being treated in Egypt. So I have decided to lead you up out of the misery of Egypt into the land flowing with milk and honey.'" The Word of God. Who are you? What's your name? How do you wish to be introduced? Can we have some credentials? These questions are common among us when we meet someone or when we are introducing someone to other people. This is not something new. For centuries, people have asked these questions. Listen to Moses, a fugitive, a shepherd at his daily routine. Noticing something in the pasture, he moved closer and experienced a bush, seemingly on fire, but the fire did not consume it. He heard a voice he realized was divine, or at least beyond human. The voice gave Moses a message to bring to the Israelites enslaved in Egypt, and more, to bring a message to Pharaoh, their enslaver. Moses had a speech impediment that he thought might get him off the hook, but God insisted. Naturally, Moses needed the name of this person in order to be believed. Obviously, the message, albeit a message of freedom and hope, was a dangerous one. Both Pharaoh and the Hebrews would need the credentials of the speaker. So Moses asked the question, "Whom shall I say sent me? What is your name? How do you wish to be identified?" The speaker's response took Moses and our breath away. "The God of your ancestors, I am who am. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, this is my name forever." Then, more credentials. "I care about you. I have heard of your suffering. And I'm concerned and have decided to get you out of there. In fact, I will bring you to a new land of plenty and beauty. Just tell them I am sent you." Why should we remember this story? We claim to follow Jesus, and Jesus claimed that this was the one who sent him. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. As his life and message unfold in the Gospels, we hear him say, "I am. I am life. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the way, I am the truth, and so on. His hearers were either astounded and in awe, or they were furious, condemning him as a blasphemer. Clearly, they understood what he was saying. So why recall this story of Moses today amidst Northern Hemisphere summer, a time we often slow down and enjoy some rest? Well, Moses was at work, yes, tending the flocks. But even in the midst of his workday, he was able to notice something that captured his attention. He was led through that noticing to an encounter with I Am, with God. Perhaps this story challenges us amidst these days of rest, or even days of work, to notice. Notice. Who knows? This noticing may be the doorway to an encounter with God, who animates, even abides in, every creature. The God, the Creator, in whom all creation moves and has its being, is the one named I Am.